Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, citizens from around the world. The planet is listening to the world's first politics show for Generation E. Mick Williams Cyberline coming at you via the internet, coast to coast, and via podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, my name is Mick Williams, and politics is our business. And we've got a lot to cover because we have been gone because of that thing called Thanksgiving that they do in the U.S., and we were out last week. And so we are coming to you here. And for those of you that are down thousands of miles below the Earth's crust in the record-keeping room, I'll get back to you in the next hour, because I didn't put in the marker as to what the current record is. So I will fix that. So anyway, we'll be able to do that. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We've got streaming wars imploding, massive layoffs.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, it works. Cool.
Pity we can't answer it.
Why not?
So.
Okay.
I love engineers, man. They just love to change things. So now we do a live show. And the phone and us and everything are now stuffed into one room, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize for that. Not that we're stuffed in one room, but because this happens.
Right.
So as I was saying, there's been some massive layoffs going on in the streaming wars. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Artemis has now done its little thing and is coming back home.
Yep.
And by the time you hear this in the delay, because a lot of times you're getting the show a week out, Artemis will be splashed down. And I'm really getting tired of they're talking about how this is, oh, it's done everything flawlessly. This is a triumph. And they're talking about it's like the end. You know, it's completed. It's, dude.
Sure.
It don't complete until the heat shield.
What are we at? Day 18, I think?
Something
17,
like that.
17 or 18.
And they're all slapping each other on the back. And I was like, dude, it doesn't. Nothing is concrete until that thing comes in with a heat shield that functions and does not blow up.
Right.
Or disintegrate over us. And I'm like, shut up. We ain't there yet. I mean, if there was humans in it and they're all, and all of a sudden they got vaporized, that's not exactly the end of.
All right.
That's not 100%, guys.
And we need to find out how those test dummies did. You know, they've got they've got test dummies in there that are all censored up, and they're you know, they're absorbing all this information to find out, you know, did they survive the trip? So we need to know that.
Yeah, we need to know them dummies.
I wonder what the names are. I'm just going to go with Mary and Barry.
And Larry.
Well, or how many are there?
I thought there was one.
They'd have to have two. I would think. Well, I would just think they would have to have two.
Yeah, two would kind of make sense. And then I remember seeing a press release about what the names were, and my first thought was Action Man, but that's not it. that's not it at all.
Marion Barry.
Yeah, Marion Barry.
Barry
yeah,
and Mary.
The former D.C. mayor.
Yeah.
There you go. They named it after Marion Barry. Or Deacon Slayton. Sheldon and Leonard. I don't know. It could be anything. So anyway, we've got that going on. Also,
Leonard and Penny.
Leonard and Penny. Great. Now we got a female in there. We got a female dummy and a male dummy. Hey, there's a first.
Well, you need to because this is going to. Isn't this going to be a couples type mission?
Yeah, there's going to be a
male and female on this.
Male, female, on the moon. Yeah. Somewhere. So we got that going on, and then Snap is declared that they're going to give everybody a 4-day work week, and something about and this gets me. I had it here in front of me.
Do they have to work 10 hours a day?
I'm assuming it's 4x10s, from my understanding. So,
well, however it works, that's fine. I mean, but you're seeing so many layoffs in the tech industry right now.
Yeah, but it's more like an ultimatum. Yeah, here it is. Snap orders back people to the office 4 days a week. And basically, they're calling it destructuralization or something. They've got some kind of term for it. But bottom line is, the people at Snap don't want to come back, as well as Facebook and others as well. They just don't want to come back and be able to do that. And down to the bottom, we're going to have a special announcement for you where you can actually make some money on your own. And we'll tell you about that down at the bottom of the hour. So we've got, on your end of the fence, this stuff from Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Matt Taibbi.
It was the craziest thing. Yesterday, all of a sudden, he's pushing out this stuff that he was talking about. You know, hey, we're going to release all the information about Twitter and all of the
notebook.
The Hunter Biden notebook and how that came about and what we did and all of the, do you want to call it the workings with the different people that were involved. And we're talking about, you know, the Biden administration was there. There was a couple of
alphabet departments, which remain nameless.
Yeah.
They know who they are.
So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to go through on that. There were, 36 tweets or something like that from Taibbi. And it was all about, you know, he started a lot of the stuff kind of defends Jack Dorsey in there, or at least a number of the tweets do. It's like they were talking about how he wasn't involved in any of it.
Yeah, because everybody thought that he was.
He wasn't involved in the censorship part, but supposedly, and I was gleaning that he was fixing things.
I think he was involved in the part where he claimed, well, it's from stuff that was hacked, and he really believed that. And everybody's like, dude, it's the New York Times. It's a 100-year-old paper, you know, trying to claim that part.
Well, they did have a couple drops that were supposedly, you know, we aren't sure if it was hacked or if it was if it was dropped off at a repair shop and someone gave it and got it legitimately.
How do we know? Did it really happen? Well, until we find out, you blacked out.
But there were some people in there that seemed, you know, were very, looking at making sure that felt like he was trying to get Biden elected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people have said in polls, hey, if I'd known this was true, I wouldn't have voted for him.
Yeah, there were a lot of issues going on with that. And frankly, we need to go through because the link I sent you in there, it's got all of the, you know, we just go there and look at all of the 36 different tweets he made to show. And it's supported with a lot of the links. But what I didn't like about the stuff that was in there was the links that they listed in pictures, in images.
Yeah.
You know, you can't click on those.
Right.
So you actually had to go through and read them and type them in. And I typed in a number of them just to see what was going on. And a number of, you know, basically if it was all the way out to the tweet level, that was gone. I didn't find any tweets out there, at least the ones that I was looking at.
They were mysteriously disappeared.
But some of the accounts have been restored. Some of the accounts were still gone. They were, right. you went to it and it says, we're suspended. You know, this account is suspended. You can't go to it. So there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in there.
Yeah, and then we've got Apple that's kind of becoming the 800-pound gorilla because of that whole deal with China.
Yeah, let's see. What did they do? Oh, yeah, they...
The AirDrop.
Yeah, they dropped the AirDrop, and it was just kind of crazy. How can you go and get that? I'll just talk away.
How am I going to get this?
This is Video Bob Cyberline. Go ahead. You go ahead and talk over there.
Video Bob Cyberline. How am I going to get this on air?
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to pull it through the boards.
Well, give it a go.
I'm not comfortable right now. What if somebody calls in and starts dropping F-bombs?
We will have them call in during the break, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. I didn't even give the number out and they're calling.
Hey, yeah, caller, call back during the break.
I'll tell you what it is. It's one of Wayne Allen Root's people. They're picking him up in a best of, and they want to call in and not realizing we're here. How much you want to... That happens.
I want to hear who it is.
It happens to Charlie. It happens... I wouldn't be surprised if it happens to me. See, it's jumping around. It just went from line one to line four.
It's a loud ringer, I will say that.
Now it's on line two. You'd think there'd be a mute on the silly thing.
Yeah, you would.
You know, because you could see it here on the screen. Oh, okay. They went away. Now, if they call back while we're in break, then I should be able to talk to them.
Yeah. Okay.
But we'll see.
Hey, could have been fun.
Last I heard, we weren't on satellite, so how are they listening to us? Anyway.
Right.
Sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Oh, forgive me, Lord.
So
all them poor people in the desert too. Okay.
Yeah, but we got a whole slew of stuff to go on on Elon and that. We've got exactly what you said about China and Apple and them releasing, they put out this release of updated their operating system. And then if you're over there trying to work together with other people in these protests.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, we got to talk about these protests too. You got China over there. All of this, they're still in lockdown for COVID.
Yeah, and protesting.
Yes.
They want Z to step down.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Ooh, yeah. I'll be surprised if that happens. But
I'll tell you what, if this breaks out, it's going to make Tiananmen Square look like a church picnic.
Well, you remember, I mean, the thing about Tiananmen Square, for those that didn't see it, you just basically had huge protests at Tiananmen Square. What was this? 40 years ago? How many years?
It was like 19, it's like late 80s.
Uh-huh.
Like 89 and something like that.
The thing that everybody remembers is the one guy
standing in front
that
of the tank.
Stood in front of a tank, and the tank stopped and tried to go around the guy, and the guy would walk in front of the tank again, and it was just such a vivid image of one person saying, no, I'm not going to take it anymore. And it was just an amazing...
And to my knowledge, he still survived.
Yeah. He went to jail in China for a long time, right?
I think so.
I seem to remember that.
The tank didn't say, okay, buddy, and run over him.
But I haven't looked that up. I'm pretty sure he was in jail for a very long time.
Yeah. I'm sure if they got him, he was probably in jail. But my first thought is the dude in the tank would just go, oh, really? And just, run right over him, squash him like a melon, and move on.
Well,
but thankfully that didn't happen.
But go back and look at that. If you get a chance, just type in Tiananmen Square. Now over here, we can get that.
Yeah,
I'm sure if we looked over there, you would not be able to get that.
Nope.
But that's the nice thing about freedom of speech, and freedom of speech is huge. There's so many aspects of freedom of speech that we need to talk about, and that gets back even into Twitter.
And we're going to talk about, because we're coming up on a break, but also with Cook, we need to talk about Twitter and Apple, because the rumor on the street is that Apple is going to try to kill Twitter off their systems, similar to what they did with Parler.
Well, Elon met with Tim Cook. And Elon basically came back and said, no, there was never anything there.
Okay, so we're safe there.
Yeah, we're safe there. Based on what I've heard from, they've talked about it afterwards, and yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. And we'll also tell you about a list we're putting together so where you can protest all the people that are dropping out on Twitter commercially-wise and let them know where you want to send your dollars. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. All this stuff and more. Listen to McWilliams Cyberline. We'll be right back.
And caller, call in.
McWilliams Cyberline with you. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com. Facebook.com/cyberlinenet. And the ever-loving Tweety at Cyberline USA. Don't forget cyber-line.com, where you can check out everything that's going on, including the previous shows or live show. And Social Media's Arena, Amy Lynn taking care of that for us as well. All right, Bob, we got something we got to try.
What's that?
I have right here in front of me a beautiful blue can, as you can plainly see that. Show that to the audience. See that there? Pepsi Nitro Draft Cola Natural Flavor. So we're going to crack this open, and we're going to try it. So let me do this here. Ooh, listen. Whoa. Ooh, hello.
It's bubbling. Ooh.
Oh. Well, so much for that idea. Okay. Little dude shot. It's okay. All right. So here's the deal. I'm going to grab a towel real quick. Nothing is going right tonight. What is the deal? Okay. So you can hear that there. Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking. Yeah. Dude, this looks almost like Guinness. You could pass this off as Guinness, maybe. I don't know. So anyway. Okay, so I'm waiting on Bob. So as I was saying, this is the new Pepsi Nitro, and we're going to try a little taste test here on the air. Yeah, just as soon as Bob gets back. All right, Bob. Thank you, sir. All right, and I got you right there. Try that and sit over there and tell me what you think. Pretty smooth?
Yeah, I'd say it's smoother. Okay. It tastes more like flat Pepsi.
Like Pepsi. Yeah, it's not bad. Know. Not bad at all. Well, here's the key to it. Instead of carbonated water, it has nitrogen. There's a little widget inside, just like the Guinness can does. And when you open it up like we did, it draws out the nitrogen, mixes with it. And so it's a little sweeter taste, but you have less carbonation. So if you're a person who drinks any kind of a carbonated beverage, and maybe you have some problems, stomach issues or something like that, you're kind of like, man, yeah, I don't like drinking that because it kind of messes up my stomach. It's not too bad. But you know what's great about this? And they're thinking to themselves, why aren't we talking about Pepsi on the air? Here's why. This would have gotten you, Bob, had you bought this can, 1,000 fetch points.
What's a fetch point?
Well, Fetch is this wonderful app that you can get where you can get points, and the more points you get, you're able to turn it in for gift cards or make charitable contributions to charities they have and all sorts of things. So, like I said, this is worth 1,000 fetch points. So, if you went out there and got that, you'd use that plus everything else you buy and collect the points.
If I get 7 million, do I get a Harrier jump jet?
I don't think so. I've not seen anybody get to 7 million yet, but when we do, we'll phone.
Okay.
So here's the deal. If you are not on Fetch, you need to be. And even though we got 1,000 Fetch points here with this can of Pepsi, you're going to be able to get 2,000 Fetch points. So here's what you do. You go to Fetch.com, download the app, sign up, and you're going to use the code N as in Nancy, H as in Henry, W is in William, H is in Henry, Q is in Queen, NHWHQ. Get that all done, and once you get started, you will have double the points of what this Pepsi was.
Cool.
You'll have 2,000 fetch points to start, and you will be able to run everything through and be able to save money and get all sorts of things and make your dollar go farther by using Fetch. Go to Fetch.com and check it out, or any of the stores, Apple, Google, whatever, and pull it down, download it, and use NHWHQ, Nancy, Henry, William, Henry, Queen.
I'm downloading it now.
That's right. Download the app and get rewarded in a snap with Fetch. We'll be right back.